Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Program. I'm Michael Horn, but the star of our show is a gentleman we call the Sultan. The Sultan of safeties. Man had two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the one and only legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, that day, October 21st, is coming up pretty quick.
It really is. It's coming up. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, Fred, because I know you watch all games. All first off, how are you this week?
I'm good. I'm on the upswing, as they say.
Well, here's the bulletin that J.D., Jeremy Dayton, and Corey Marino, our producers, put together. Not only one, but two producers for this show. One of them hands Fred's pencils that he can then stick in his mouth when he's working up there. We're on video, by the way. We're on radio for you on the our big weekend show on SiriusXM 790 KBC Sports Byline Radio Network, CRN Digital Talk Radio, and of course, you can catch us the replay video on YouTube, and we're on Facebook Live and CRNTalk.com. It is great stuff. Here's the big story. The bulletin here is Fred drinks his coffee. Not the story I want.
That's good coffee, so it should be a good story.
Thank you for filling in for that right now. Where did my story go? We had a really good story here. Well, you're going to have to maybe wait for it here. The story that I, well, you know, here's ago. The record for safeties in one game. That's the story we wanted to have here. And apparently this last weekend, the Denver Broncos, in the first half of week one against the Seattle Seahawks, had two safeties in the first two quarters. Sean Payton's team had they're the 19th in the NFL history to have two or more safeties in a single game, but the first to do so since 2017. That's 7 years ago. It was the Miami Dolphins pulling off that great feat against the Broncos. So the record for the most safeties in the NFL, you know what that is? There's 18 teams that have had two safeties in a game. One team has three, and that was the Los Angeles Rams in 1984. John Robinson was the coach there. But the big question we want to have is, what's the all-time safety record? We can't tell you right now because we only have 15 seconds left in the segment. But if you'll stay with us when we come back, you will be amazed at the safety record in football. It's amazing. Don't go wandering off. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Don't miss it.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states. Over a million babies are lost to abortion every year in the United States. Tragically, 70% of those women who had abortions report feeling coerced into aborting their baby. Through Compass Care's nationwide telecare platform, the pro-life community can now reach women anytime, anywhere. From the busy streets of New York City to the beaches of San Diego, a woman facing an unplanned pregnancy can be seen by a pro-life nurse in as little as 24 seconds. Compass Care transforms a woman's fear into confidence, helping her say no to abortion and yes to her baby. Help a woman save her baby at saveababy.us today and get a free ebook with a gift of any amount. Your gift of $47 to Compass Care provides care and support to a woman, saving her from the coercion and her baby from the abortion. Go to saveababy.us, saveababy.us.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-6040.
Yeah, welcome back to the old Fred Dreyer program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We're talking about the great Fred Dreyer. And we're talking here, a big story here, bulletin story that started off our show today. And the record for the most safeties in one NFL game is three. The Rams had it. John Robinson's squad did it on September 30th in 1984 over a 33-12 win over the New York Giants. Fred Dreyer's a break-in rookie team that he was with.
Very ironic, isn't it?
So, now here's the safety story. There is a gentleman in football who had two safeties in one game. We're not talking about a team. We're talking about one player that in one game had two safeties, knocked that quarterback back in the end zone. Knocked two quarterbacks. After he knocked the first guy back there, a guy by the name of Scott Hunter on Green Bay, they carried him off the field. They brought in Jim Delgazzo, and this guy comes in and he just knocked the stars out of his eyes there. And Jim Delgazzo, he was able to recover and stay in the game. But that gentleman, ladies and gentlemen, is here with us today, none other than the very own host of this program. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Fred Dreyer.
Well, thank you so very much, Mike. You really milked that pretty good.
Yeah, big crowd here.
Very nice, yeah.
This is coming up now in October, right? October, you said 24th, is that right?
Well, we're in September, so we're
21st,
we're in territory. We're in Hunter, Giant, Ram, territory.
That's right. And this year, that week's show, if you watch the video or if you don't catch the video, you can go check it out on YouTube. Just check out the Fred Dreyer show. I will be bringing in a ticket from that game, and I will be showing it to our audience.
Ooh, oh, gee whiz. That's...
So this, again...
You're going to need a guard, armed guard, to follow you on a motorcycle from your house to the studio?
Exactly. For those of you that joined us late, and there's a regular listener to our show, Vince Ferragamo tunes in every week. I love the guy. Anyway,
we all love.
The question was: the Denver Broncos had a
two safeties in one game, in one half of a game against Seattle Seahawks. And the one team that had three safeties in a game, and the Rams, September 30th, 1984, winning 33-12 over New York. We're talking about the guy, one guy, that had two safeties in the same game, in the same quarter, against two different quarterbacks for none other than those cheeseheads there, the Green Bay Packers. And we're talking about he knocked the stars out of Scott Hunter. The guy's off the field. Jim Delgazzo comes in. Bingo. Hits that guy again. And there you go. It's let's bring on an expert to see what it's like to be hit with a safety. Ladies and gentlemen, guesting with us today on the show.
Oh, no.
Buddy. yeah. You've been on the air all this time. You could have shouted obscenities if you wanted to. But you're too classy of a guy. The one and only Ram legend, Bills legend, the Montreal Alouettes legend. We're talking about the one and only Vince Ferragamo. Vince, how are you?
Very good.
Hey, Jimmy. Good, fellas. How you guys doing? It doesn't feel too good to get back in the day. Yeah. We're kind of feeling those after effects of those hits today, but it's
well, Vinny, before we get started, I just wanted to tell you, I really miss hitting you.
Did you practice
you know
that?
What, man? We went full tilt in practice.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody laid back. I mean, I think
kind of like they do
practice
now.
Practice hard, play good during the game.
You know, I'm just wondering, because you're a very nice guy, Vince, and I could see you offering your body to be hit by Fred here to practice safeties. Were you ever clouded by a safety in a game, Vinny?
I did have a safety, I think, in the Dallas champion or the divisional playoff game.
Wow!
Because they had 19 points at one point, or 17, and I think we fell behind, and we had to score a touchdown late in the game to win it. But
there you go.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't.
But when it does, it's really exciting.
It's very unusual.
Yeah.
And two safeties by the same player in the same quarter against two different quarterbacks, that's a Hall of Famer kind of thing. I don't know. We still got to – who keeps the Hall of Fame there for the NFL? Can we talk to them?
A family member.
Old man Gabe, is he up there? I don't know who's there. So, listen, we're having some fun here, but, kind of want to talk a little bit and get your feed on this, because – I'm curious. You know, we had this situation with Tyreek Hill last weekend. He gets pulled over. He's going 60 miles per hour in a 20 miles per hour over the speed limit. It's a 40 mile per hour zone. He's going 60. And he was asked to pull over, and he's cited for careless driving and a seatbelt violation. And they say, the citation says, high rate of speed, visual estimation 60 miles per hour, no seatbelt, high traffic of pedestrians and vehicles. And he was on his way to the stadium before the Dolphins Sunday game against the Jaguars. And they got body cam footage. It shows a chaotic kind of scene that resulted in Tyreek Hill in handcuffs. He was instructed by the officers to get out of the vehicle. Instead, he rolled up the window. One of the police pulls the door open, pulls him out of the car. He said he was leaving the car, but then they take him to the ground. They detain him. They handcuff him. Police reveal that the officer, a 27-year department veteran, and Danny Torres, was placed on administrative leave. The Dolphins go on to win. Tyreek Hill has an 80-yard touchdown pass. But then on the next day, Tyreek Hill comes back and says, maybe I kind of overstepped myself a little bit. 3 days after he was detained, he said he could have been better. He said his attitude could have been better. And he said he explained that he was slow to roll his window down. He took responsibility for his behavior. He says his whole life is about accountability. How can I get better? He says, I will say I have been better. I could have let down my window in that instant. But the thing about me is, man, I don't want attention. I don't want there to be cameras out, phones on you in that moment. But at the end of the day, I'm human. I've got to follow rules. I've got to do what everyone else would do. And then the coach also says he felt sad because he admitted that Tyreek could have handled the situation better, but he said that the officer's reaction was unnecessary, and he said that's what provoked the incident was trivial. Now, first off, you gentlemen here, and we'll start with you, Vince Ferragamo. Was that trivial when you're going 20 miles over the speed limit when people are heading into the stadium and that sort of thing?
No, it's not a trivial incident. Okay, first, for all the viewers and listeners out there, when you have to determine who has the authoritative power in that situation. It is the police department. They're pulling you over for a reason, okay? So they have the authority. So a lack of respect is to challenge a police officer with his commands, okay? And in my estimation, I've always told my kids or my grandkids or kids that I coach, you have to have respect for the authority, okay? So if he tells you to roll down the window, yes, sir, I'll roll down the window. Because he has the authority to tell you to do that. He pulled you over. Why would you pull over in the first place? He pulled you over. Okay, so you don't roll down your window. Okay, Tyreek's in the car. Okay, he's not obeying his instructions. All you have to do is follow the instruction, and then everything is fine. I've always told that to my kids. Listen and do what you're told. Don't be confrontational. You don't need to do that, Michael. And that's what promoted. That's what started the whole thing.
Fred Dreyer.
That's why they had to put him to the ground and put his handcuffs on him because he wasn't listening. How do they know this guy doesn't have a gun in his car?
That's okay. Vince Ferragamo comment there, and now Fred Dreyer, your thoughts on this?
Well, Finney's correct, but. All I would like to have seen is for the officer, the moment he got resistance on anything, he should have stepped back, put his hand on his revolver, and told him to get out of the car. Go face down and tell him that you are under arrest. Therefore, all behavior that follows after the directive of you're under arrest falls on the driver of the car.
There you go. All right, now we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and finish up with this because I got a couple other questions for you on this. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. Thank you, Vince Ferragamo, for being our guest here on the program. We'll take a quick break, come back with more. Stay with us. Don't go wandering off.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here. It is the Fred Dreyer program coming to you from CRN, the Championship Radio Network. I'm Michael Horn. Fred Dreyer here. Our guest, Vince Ferragamo. And we got some hellos from Nikki, who's in Nebraska. And, of course, she's a big fan of yours, Vince Ferragamo, going back to your days with the dreaded Cornhuskers.
We're all a big fan of you, Vinny. We're all a big fan here.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. We're a big fan of you too, Fred.
All right. And then Rachel's from Birmingham, Alabama, Cape Canaveral. We got Martine out there. We're at Facebook Live. Everybody's in the chat room. So my thoughts are to you guys is, so we're talking a little bit about this situation with Tyreek Hill. He gets pulled over. Doesn't roll the window down right away. He says his attitude could have been better. But here's my thought. This is not in the story. I'm just asking you guys. When you went to a game, if you're going to play a ball game, what time did you guys have to get there to get ready to go? Fred, did you get to the stadium? How early?
I tried to be the last player there.
So what time was that?
Vinny will attest to that. If it's a 1 o'clock game here at home, I get there about quarter to 12.
Quarter to 12.
12 o'clock, the kicking teams go on, and that's when I should be half-dressed on my way out to play catch with Vinny.
Okay, and Vince, when did you get there?
Well, we had mass in the morning at 9 o'clock, and then we had our little buffet. And I was trying to get to the stadium by 10:30.
Yeah, so you're there early.
There as early as I could. Yeah, I got to get ready.
I'm just wondering if today's modern player. I'm not saying if this was Tyreek Hill's situation, but you know, cutting it close, getting to the game at the last possible minute is maybe you in a future modern player, Fred, might have been
leave
that.
Leave earlier. Don't speed.
Am I correct about that?
Yes, I think you're right. I mean, you got to allow and, you know, be prepared and plan a little bit faster, you know, ahead of time. So you know what time you got to leave. But if it's a home game, Michael, if it's a home game, you're familiar with the surroundings. You have your own transportation. You know when to leave. You know what to there should be no problem with knowing the roads and the proper way to go. At what time I should leave and what time I want to be there.
That's right.
No
yeah, that's right.
If you're on the road, then you're usually getting an Uber or a cab to get to the stadium.
So getting there earlier is kind of the key. Then you're not racing down the street. But, you know, everybody tries to make this kind of a race thing now, too. And I'm not saying that that doesn't happen because I know that it does. But I can remember in a driver's training class once, there was a former police officer there giving the lesson after I broke the law with a speeding ticket. And he said, look, if I pull you over, especially at night, and you turn the lights on in your car and you put your hands up on the dashboard, if I come over there, I'm probably not going to give you a ticket. Because as you mentioned earlier, Vince, a lot of times the officers don't know what they're going to find when they go to the car.
Yeah.
You know, a gun or whatever it might be. So all I'm saying is my 2 cents on getting pulled over.
No,
sorry.
Well, if that,
sort that, of went over like a lead balloon. I'm
that's
sorry.
That's correct.
Thank you.
But
thanks so much.
At the same time, you know, you you have to turn the dome light on, as you say.
That's correct.
Illuminate the inside because everybody's driving around with tinted windows, and it's tough to see out as well as it is to see in.
Now, you two gentlemen here, Vince Ferragamo, our guest, Fred Dreyer, the host of the show, maybe you guys were very professional, very outstanding. You got two safeties. Vince, you were in the Super Bowl, and the playoff wins going along.
Well, I was in that same Super Bowl.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, you were too. I'm not trying
don't
to take anything
out of the
take
hush,
it easy.
Hey,
you just put your hands on the dashboard and turn the light on. I'll be all right.
Get the roster out, Vinny. Show them.
Here's my thought.
That's right. You got the ring. Freddie's got his ring on, I bet.
Do you got your ring on, Fred?
No, they don't fit anymore.
Someone stole mine, Freddie. So.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
gone.
You know where it is? It's in your backyard while you were while you were monkeying around with your wine plants.
His wine plants?
Yeah. Saturday night, come on over. I need some help.
Yeah, we're gonna pick this year. I do want to come there and pick with you because your lovely wife Jody's gonna be making, I know, some good dinner.
She makes a great bolognese sauce, and we have a dinner before we go out and pick. And we have to pick, you know, when the grapes are cool, so we wait till the evening. But they're ready to go. They're ready to go now, okay. And so it's time.
Now, the winery, your label on the wine, might as well give it a plug. This is the perfect part to do this here, Vince, because you got some incredible Italian varietals and more.
It's our Vince Ferragamo Vineyards. We have a website. We also have an app on the phone, but we produced a Super Tuscan called Caressa J, and it's gets better and better with age and every year. So the 2020 is phenomenal, and 2019 was excellent.
Excellent.
So, We're excited. We're excited to see what 2024 is going to bring.
You got a golden 90 plus points at the LA International Wine Competition. I remember. I think was it the 19, the 20. One of those came in huge.
We're going back a few years though. Mike, I think that was the 14 and 15. I thought those were phenomenal year vintages.
Getting old.
But we're back. We're back on track now, and so we're excited about what's going to happen this year. And I got to get me a couple Magna 20 C21 bins, and so half ton bins. So we're going to probably have close to a ton of grapes picked.
It's good stuff. Give them the website one more time.
It's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com.
Vince Ferragamo Vineyards with
the one.
Yeah, VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. I don't have my ring anymore either, as a matter of fact. My ex-wife has it. But anyway, getting back here to what I was going to talk about is the Dak Prescott, now the highest paid quarterback. Mm-hmm. They signed this before the season opener, Dak Prescott of Dallas, and he earned his money, I guess, because he beat Cleveland. $60 million. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Is that the going rate for quarterbacks, Vince?
Well, you know, considering what I made back in the day.
You cleaned them out, Vinny.
Yes. But what they make today, I mean, I think the threshold was $50 million. Now it's $60 million. It keeps going up by, you know, double digits, seems like. And the zeros keep adding on. But, you know, Dak Prescott is a very good quarterback. He's a good quarterback. He's a leader of that team. And I think Jerry Jones, if he doesn't have the money, he won't pay him. So they must be doing pretty well with the season tickets. I just happen to believe that it's really expensive now to go to these events, unfortunately, because I like people to get the chance to watch a live game.
Yes.
if they can.
And Fred, your thoughts on that? You sort of squeezed him for as much money as you could get as the All-Pro pro defensive end. And then you, poor guy, had to get a second job. Remember he was Hunter on television? Take a job police officer.
That barely dented what these guys are making.
Oh God!
Hey, I think it's great that they could all take advantage of the situation. You know, they about 3-4 years ago, these owners kept the storyline was owners force millions on quarterbacks because all they were doing is trying to get people signed to long term deals. It's because they're getting prepared to expand this thing globally. And then you're going to be talking about partnerships and ownership and things like that. So I'm happy for the players. Save it. But I tell you, you know, what's Deshaun Foster? Who plays? Who's the quarterback for Cleveland, Vinny? Deshaun Foster.
Deshaun Watson, yeah.
He's a bust, and he was one of the first guys. You know, he had those charges against him,
mm-hmm.
right? And so so he was arrested, and they gave him the money anyway, and he just turned out he wound up being a dud.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
They're trying to get out of that contract, too, buddy.
You think so?
It'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Inside information, everybody. Jim Gray, the Fox sports announcer, said, you know, is Dak Prescott the greatest quarterback of all time? And certainly in the top 10, who knows? But this is the going rate for quarterbacks now. You got Joe Burrow of Cincinnati, $55 million. Trevor Lawrence, Jacksonville, also $55 million, as is Jordan Love of Green Bay, who's injured now. Tua Tagovailoa of Miami, $55 million. 53. Same with Jared Goff. Jared Goff's getting that money. Justin Herbert of the Chargers, 52. So is Lamar Jackson of Baltimore. Jalen Hurts, 51. And Kyler Murray of Arizona, 46. So the salaries are up there.
You haven't even mentioned the best quarterback, Patrick Mahomes.
There you go.
He's not on this list.
The problem I think with these guys is you can earn a lot more money in endorsements than you can playing football. So, I mean, let's build a franchise here. I mean, Tom Brady, for all those years, supported his teammates. I mean, he wasn't money hungry on getting contract after contract. He was just building a team, and they won, what, 8 Super Bowls?
That's it.
I
mean,
if you're representing any one of these top 10, 20 quarterbacks, I'm going to Europe, just like Kobe Bryant, and just like Kobe Bryant and everybody else did in basketball. The same thing is going to happen in football.
Yeah,
you know where they're going.
They have the money to do it.
They only have a short period of time, and then you know it's over.
Yeah, well, it's over.
I think you're right. Being spokesperson and getting endorsements is the way to go. You know, Fred, you and I have gone to work. We got that new deal we signed with Touchdown Real Estate in Orange County, where we're going to be spokespeople.
Big money. They are. Those real estate companies.
Yeah, it's a great company. Got some good properties, I'm telling you.
You guys have priced yourself out of the market. You're too good. Can't afford you guys.
That's Vin's real estate company, by the way, Touchdown Real Estate. Yeah. You'd be good, you know.
But how about the NFL? They had a lot of viewers this first week in the NFL for the games. And, I mean, there were some great games that were played.
But when we come back, let's talk about that. Because one broadcast didn't really pull in the big numbers. Did you watch everything, Fred? Were you sitting there on the weekend watching all the games?
No, I would not waste my time this early in the season. Vinny, you should have your mobile wine truck out in my driveway.
Hey, he used to come.
Right. You can do that.
last guy to the football the game, and now he's the last guy to watch him on TV. He comes in and watches the replay. We'll be back. Stay with us, everybody.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
This is sponsored by Burger King. Can you handle the heat? Burger King is serving up bold flavor and spice this summer with the all-new Fiery Menu, featuring the Fiery Bacon Whopper, Fiery Mozzarella Fries, Fiery Chicken Fries, and more for a limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. The menu is a fiery take on your BK favorites, with spice levels from mild to wild, offering something for everyone so all spice lovers can truly have it their way. Start with spice level 1 with Fiery Strawberry and Sprite. Sprite taken up a notch with a Fiery Strawberry Puree for a refreshing sip with just enough kick to leave you wanting more. Add Fiery Mozzarella Fries or Fiery Chicken Fries to your meal for extra flavor and heat. True spice seekers should look no further than the Fiery Bacon Royal Crispy Chicken. At spice level 5, this sandwich features a crispy white meat breast fillet coated with fiery glaze and topped with crispy fiery seasoned bacon, pepper jack cheese, tomatoes, lettuce, and creamy fiery sauce on a toasted bun. To find your nearest restaurant and learn more about the Fiery Menu, please visit www.bk.com. Limited time only.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get 4 lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, starred as Hunter, of course, and the famed Vince Ferragamo, who has Vince Ferragamo Vineyards. That's his .com is the website there. Check out the great wines and, of course, the great quarterback star. And you mentioned football had an all-time, well, I don't know if it's an all-time record, but they had a big viewing. Monday Night Football, for example, 20 million people tuned in to see Aaron Rodgers and New York take on the San Francisco 49ers. Okay. And 20 million people tuned in while there were just about 10 million that couldn't see the game because of that stupid Disney DirecTV strike. And but there's that Manning cast, and they only had 872,000 viewers. Have either of you guys seen Eli and Peyton and the Manning cast?
Yes, I have.
Vince,
I have not watched it. No,
they had Bill Belichick as their first guest. It took him about one quarter to get Bill to say something.
Well, that's
something else.
That's par for the course, I think.
What do you think?
You know, Bill.
Yeah, and Fred, you've watched it before. What do you think of the Manning?
I've seen the two brothers interact during the game.
Yeah,
you know, and. And it's an interesting idea, but it wears on if the game is doesn't live up to speed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think we got to go back and air this thing where everyone can see it. That's the sport, I mean. Air it. Let everybody see it. There shouldn't be this discrepancy between streaming and non-streaming. Every channel should carry a game or two,
so you can switch them out. Yeah.
So you can be a part of the league. They keep promoting the big things for the league, and then they turn right around and punish people for not being able to watch it because you're not getting up on Chinese time and watching the game live from Beijing. I don't care. Look, if they want to promote their product, they should, and certainly they are doing that. But I would rather be. It's like I said earlier here in this broadcast. I would absolutely say I would watch a game of importance if when I could get it. But there was games on the streaming services that were unwatchable. And so I'm concerned that the sport is being so chopped up and marketized. Is that a word? Mm-hmm. Marketized?
Yeah. Yeah, marketed. Yeah,
it's marketed, yeah. And there's nothing anybody's saying or doing about it. And I'm not driving over to my friend's house, you know, 5 miles away to sit in front of a TV and watch it being streamed.
You get a little upset because you sometimes can't watch those Amazon games or whatever. One was on Peacock, I think, wasn't
it,
Vince, this week?
Well, it was on Peacock last week.
Yeah, that's what was going on.
And so it's not, it's something that is.
That was the Brazil game.
It's frustrating. You know, not everybody should be able, everyone should be able to turn the television on 247-11, your local UHF stations.
Fred's old school.
And then,
told ya.
And then just sit back and relax. And I bring back Howard Cosell, and I'd be happy.
We'll see. Is it Howard available? Do you know, Vince?
Howard Cosell?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I love doing interviews with him. It was awesome.
But he was special.
It was. He was. And I tell you, I enjoy watching the games and listen to the commentary. But to listen to a show like Eli and his brother Peyton, they do. It's almost like a show. They're trying to, you know, just get their reaction to certain plays. But I'd rather just have them do like an analytical show and do an analysis, the post game show,
and then just comment on what they do.
But yeah, I really like Collinsworth. I like Tony Romo. I like some of these announcers.
I like them too. Yeah.
I mean, I just enjoy listening, watching in their comments on the show. So it makes it entertaining. Entertainment.
Now, where's Chris Berman? I mean, I know he retired, but I miss him.
Old school. I keep telling you, Fred's old school.
Yeah,
you want him on
the fastest 3 minutes.
Fred wants him on. Fred's one of the guys that
I like him too.
When the game was blacked out in Los Angeles, Fred would get one of those broomstick and make a broomstick antenna so he could pick up Channel 6 in San Diego. Did you do that back in the day, Vince?
No. I didn't do that.
I'm telling you, we're old guys here. Now, let me just bring this up. One announcer who decided he wanted to go with Tony Romo and stay at ESPN is Joe Buck. Did you hear this deal? Apparently, Joe Buck's playing golf, and he hits this drive that looks pretty good and smacks his poor wife on her calf, and she's injured. She has to go to the hospital. Michelle Buck underwent surgery to repair nerve damage on her fractured ankle. It was a freak accident. Joe queued up a golf ball there and apparently had one of them slices.
Joe hit the ball. And the ball hit?
Hit his wife.
His wife.
Yeah.
Whose wife?
Hey.
His wife.
His wife.
Joe Buck hit his wife in the leg?
Within the ankle. We want you all to
where
be
where the hell was
safe,
she standing?
Michelle, really, we
were. Where the hell was
if
she?
If I ever did that to my wife, it'd be all over.
Well, I'm telling you, there goes that dinner. There goes that dinner if I pick grapes.
God, honey, I had no idea you were standing out in the middle of the freeway.
That's good. Man. Oh, boy. Now, and let's just wrap up on football. They already got lists out after the first week out. Which team should be worried? Because they have an 0-1 record. Cleveland Browns.
Whole organization is rotten from the head down.
Deshaun Watson, they're saying, is a problem there. Carolina Panthers, they say the new coach may not be that great. Cincinnati Bengals, what's going on there? They're saying they usually have a slow start, but they lost that first game. Joe Burrow, he's pretty good.
They're going to need another quarterback pretty soon. Then.
Vince?
Well, Joey, I think he's got to just, not dye his hair blonde. I mean, just leave it natural color. Because since he dyed his hair blonde, he hasn't performed.
See?
And I don't know, you're just not one guy. And Freddie knows it. Quarterbacks perform well when they have a team around them that all work together. And he doesn't have receivers. His guys are not in touch.
You want your offensive linemen to have blonde hair. That's what you want.
Yeah. Well, look at the Detroit Lions, what they did to the Rams in overtime. They didn't throw one pass.
Not one
right down the throat.
You're listening to the Vince and Fred cast. This is pretty good. This is better than Eli and Peyton. You got the Atlanta Falcons. They're saying Kirk Cousins, maybe he's not the guy there for this thing.
No.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, that wasn't going to bode well for them. They weren't going to win that game, I didn't think. And, you know, look good again is the Houston Texans, C.J. Stroud. I mean, that team is built. The Dolphins came back and won.
Yeah.
I mean, Jacksonville had that game. They had that put away. I think with Tyreek Hill coming off to a slow start after what he had in the encounter with the police, he came back the fourth quarter and they pulled that out. 49ers look strong.
Yep, they look strong. How about the Giants?
With the Jets.
Saying the New York
Giants are bad too. They're reeling too. That franchise they got rid of all their best players.
Yeah, Fred, your Giants there that you started off with there. They got new the head coach there and they got they may have
you know problems. Who I like too, Mike, is I like Denver. I really do. They didn't win the game, but I do like their young quarterback, Bo Nix.
They got two top
quarterbacks coming out. Oh yeah, they're going to turn it around. Just give them time. They're growing. They're gonna be right there.
What about this guy on the Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray? He's taking heat now because they got the new receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. and from Ohio State, and now they're saying, well, he didn't throw the ball to him enough. Did you, when you're a quarterback, do you throw the ball because the guy has just been signed, or do you look to see who's open, Vince, and that's who you went to?
Well, yeah, it's a combination of things, too. Like, you know, depends on the type of plays. I mean, you have primary receivers in every route. You have secondary receivers. And, you know, you just want to throw the guy who's open. But sometimes you got to motivate, you know, your number one guy like a Marvin Harrison. And you have to have a good connection with a guy. I don't think Kyler Murray and him are on the same page. So they really need to get, you know, more familiar with each other. And because that young kid can play, he's a good receiver. Especially when he comes from, you know, the roots that you know, his dad was able to do. But he's a good one, too. But, you know, so much of it is in coaching. I mean, look at the Chiefs. I mean, they're phenomenal.
Love that coach.
Well, they've got a tough Ravens team. You know, the other good coach, Freddie, I like is Mike McDonald up in Seattle. He's good. I like this guy.
Well,
he's from Boston, Massachusetts.
All of them, all of the ones that are coming into the league now are the guys that have throwing the ball philosophy. You know, everyone who wants a part of the pie, but it's the ones that quietly prepare themselves and their teams and their young quarterbacks. These quarterbacks,
exactly, Vinny, right.
You have a football camp, right?
Yeah. He's got a flag football league. That's
flag football league.
It's those kids.
Playbook at age 10.
It's those kids that are prepped. They grow up and they see the game. They hear the conversations. Right. They play it. And they're coming out of college with millions of dollars, and they're coming out of college ready to play at the next level.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, Fred, because the NFL Network has a show on this coming week. We're going to actually be at SoFi Stadium there to film prior to the NFL games of the week. And my grandson is going to actually be there with his team. They're going to be running plays that they run in the NFL at an age 10 years old. So you'll be able to see that on the field. But it's true. You learn it at an early age, and it just carries over.
God bless them.
It'll be fun.
How about you, Fred, when there's a new signee into the league, like in this case Marvin Harrison Jr., receiver, did you like to greet him with a couple of Fred Dreyer All-Pro defensive end hits?
I would, as the game got unfolded, you know, you crack the huddle, and then the offensive team kind of like trots up to the line of scrimmage. They came in my way. I just tell them, don't come back here again.
That's right. Just like you're talking to me.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Then
you chase him into the men's room.
Okay. As Fred Dreyer style. Now, what about baseball? David Ortiz, Big Pappy there. He's harsh words for the Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani, who's going after that 50 home runs, 50 stolen base season. He says, hey, when I was playing, Ortiz is saying this, he says, I wasn't up for the most valuable player because I was only a designated hitter. Well, here's the thing. I think for Ortiz, yeah, he was a designated hitter, but this Ohtani's stealing bases and hitting big home runs.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a phenom. The Angels, I don't know the reason why they let him go. I have no idea. That's
Artie Moreno.
They should have never let that happen. But he goes to the Dodgers, and look what he's up now, 50-50. Yeah, that's phenomenal. He's a phenom. He can do whatever.
He'll have 50-50 for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. He's great talent, great talent. And he's not even pitching yet, Fred. Wait until he starts pitching when his arm gets healthy.
And the Athletics, the Oakland A's, they haven't had a great season, but they bunted three straight times in extra innings and beat the Astros 4-3. Because the guys on nobody can feel the bunts.
Who was this?
The Oakland A's bunted.
Oakland A's.
Yeah. When we come back, I'll give you the story.
Is Charlie Finley alive?
I don't know. I don't think Charlie Finley. This is old-timer football we're talking about in baseball, everybody. Stay with us. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on X at Fred_Dreyer and facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And Vince Ferragamo, your website for the winery?
VinceFerragamoVineyards.com.
VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. We'll be right back.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back. Fred Dreyer Show. He's Fred Dreyer. I have Michael Horn. Our guest, Vince Ferragamo, L.A. Rams quarterback extraordinaire. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. So here's what happens. Oakland's playing. It's the 12th inning. They got a runner on second base. Score is tied at two. And Athletics outfielder Daz Cameron lays down a perfect bunt. Third baseline, gloved by the Astros catcher. Had no way to throw to first. Cameron's now at first. They got a run at first and third. And Max Schulman bunts towards the Astros pitcher, Hector Neris, who appeared to lose his footing. He fields the ball. Feeble throw home. Run scores. And then Nick Allen delivers the knockout punch. A pop-up bunt that Yenier Diaz narrowly missed catching. Allows Cameron to race home. Athletics 4-2 lead.
Hey, that's exciting baseball, buddy. I miss the uniforms of Charlie O.
Charlie Finley.
He come out with that donkey out of center field.
You'll miss the stadium now because they got to play in Sacramento. Oh. Okay, so Travis Kelce makes a bombshell statement. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
His
girlfriend Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala Harris, so Travis is set to follow her now and going to endorse Kamala Harris as the next president of the United States.
And getting involved with the politics. Well,
and the woman. The woman politics says
she says, "Dear, you're voting for."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now Patrick Mahomes' wife, she likes one of Trump's tweets. She made comments to it, so she wasn't sitting near Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I put my money on Mahomes' wife.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. All right.
I agree with
Clayton High in Klamath Falls. Chris wants to know, Fred, what do you like, red or white wine? Your preference.
Red.
Me too. And Nikki says hi to everybody, too. That's our show, for God's sakes,
everybody. That went by fast, boys.
Hi, Nikki.
Hey, okay.
It's Nikki from Omaha, Nebraska.
That's right. And so, hey, if, your show coming up on HBO this weekend, is that right, Vince?
The network?
Yeah.
NFL Network. It's this Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. All right. Thanks for being with us, Vince. You're the best. We always appreciate
you. Vinny, we love you. I really appreciate
you
coming on. Okay, buddy.
I'll see you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com, on X at @Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer. Final thoughts, Fred?
Well, it's always great to be with our listening audience and also a great friend in Vince Ferragamo.
See you next week, everybody.